Since the shooting death of 18-year-old Michael Brown, we've heard a lot about why black residents distrust the majority white police department of Ferguson, Missouri. Well, here's one more reason. An African-American citizen was charged with destruction of property for bleeding onto the uniforms of police officers. The U.S. Department of Justice, which is investigating the Michael Brown killing, will look into this case, too. NPR's Joseph Shapiro has the story.
Henry Davis says he thought it was crazy when police told him they were charging him with property damage.
That tells me they're crooked, they're corrupt.
Davis's version of events and the police department's are almost completely different. But one thing isn't disputed. By the time Davis got out of jail, he'd been charged four times with destroying property because his blood got on the uniforms of four police officers.
Because they got a badge and it's their word against mine. What happened to innocent until proven guilty? It's the other way around.
It all started at 3 in the morning on September 20th, 2009. Davis, who worked at a military base as a welder, says it was raining so hard that he missed his highway exit and pulled off the road in Ferguson. The police report tells a different story, that police stopped a car driving at more than 100 miles an hour, that an officer smelled alcohol in Davis's vehicle. Police say Davis refused to take a sobriety test. He says they never asked. But Davis was arrested on suspicion of driving while intoxicated and taken to the police station. Davis says police told him he was wanted on an outstanding arrest warrant, but later that they'd confused him with another Henry Davis, so he expected to be released. Instead, four police officers led him to a jail cell. Peter Dunn, the attorney for the city of Ferguson and three police officers in a lawsuit brought by Davis, says Davis was defiant and refused to enter the cell.
And after his persistent refusal to do that, one of the officers puts his hands on his chest and pushes him backward into the cell, and then Mr. Davis recoils and strikes that officer in the face, breaking his nose.
Davis says he didn't punch the officer, only that he put his arms over his head to protect himself. Police say there was a violent struggle as officers put handcuffs on him. Davis says that the officer who was bleeding left, and while other officers restrained him, the bleeding officer came running back into the cell.
And that's when Michael White ran in the cell and kicked me in the head. He ran in the cell and kicked me like he was kicking a football.
Davis's attorney, James Schottel, asked Ferguson police for the videotape from the cameras that monitored the jail cells. Schottel says he figured that would show what really happened. But the police turned over the wrong tape from later in the day, and then said the tape for the hours in question had been recorded over. Schottel doesn't buy that.
This would have all been recorded on the videotape. You know, and then they turn around and they allege that Mr. Davis punched one of the officers. Well, I guarantee you, if Mr. Davis punched one of the officers and he wasn't kicked in the head, that video would have been blown up on a big screen and would have been delivered with a bow on it from them immediately after the case was filed.
Eventually, Davis accepted a guilty plea and paid $3,000 in court fines and fees. He says his attorney at the time said it was the only way to avoid trial. The drunk driving charge was reduced to careless driving. Two counts of property destruction for bleeding on the uniforms of police officers remained. Dunn, the attorney for the officers in the city, says that was reasonable.
When he strikes the officer and he's bleeding himself and his blood is getting on every surface of the cell, including all of the officers and all of their uniforms, none of this would have happened but for Mr. Davis's really unreasonably uncooperative and ultimately violent attitude. So it was totally appropriate to charge him with that because he was completely responsible for it.
A court threw out Davis's lawsuit last year, citing the limited immunity police officers have from being sued. But in July, Davis asked the court to reinstate his lawsuit. He hopes the new scrutiny of Ferguson police by the public and the Justice Department will help him this time. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.